The Operation Bunyan Marsouz, OBM, concluded with a decisive victory for Pakistan. The armed forces' zeal and unwavering commitment to protecting the motherland thwarted all attempts by adversaries, India and Israel. Pakistan has once again demonstrated its ability to be a formidable power, possessing both the will and the capacity to safeguard its sovereignty and interests. This reinforces the fact that in challenging times, Pakistan achieves remarkable feats, and Pakistanis are a steadfast and resilient nation. The Pakistani nation has demonstrated this repeatedly, from the 1965 war to the 2022 flood. Thus, no one should doubt the ability or resolve of the people and the state of Pakistan to defend its sovereignty and interests. However, the zeal and commitment were not without wisdom. It is apparent from the decision-making, observance of merit, appointment of the right person for the right job, and establishment of the chain of command. For example, the Army, Air Force, and Navy are always led by professional and brilliant soldiers from their respective fields. It never happened that a Navy sailor led the Air Force. The observance of merit and commitment to the right person for the right job has turned the armed forces into a formidable power and contributed to remarkable achievements. Pakistan needs to carry the same mentality, policy, strategy, and commitment to turn around the economy. Firstly, apply the policy of the right person for the right job. In pursuance of this policy, Pakistan needs to entrust economic planning and management to economic professionals with brains. They are trained to formulate and oversee economic strategies. A bird's-eye view of global economic institutions, as well as national ministries and departments, clearly indicates that economists lead the charge in driving economic progress. Unfortunately, in the case of Pakistan, the situation is quite different. Economists are often sidelined, while those outside of the field frequently manage economic affairs. The Special Investment Facilitation Council, SIFC, serves as a prime example in this regard. SIFC is an excellent and timely initiative, it was much needed. However, its execution falls short. Policymakers have overlooked the importance of selecting the right people for the right jobs. SIFC has been staffed with bureaucrats and military personnel who possessed little or no understanding of the economy or its dynamics. Consequently, after more than 2 years, aside from a few projects, SIFC has struggled to deliver on its perceived objectives. The Finance Ministry offers another prominent example. It is often led by chartered accountants and bankers who are not trained to plan or manage the economy. Second, indigenous wisdom and local experts, who are working within the system, should lead the development of economic policies and plans.